The Observation Deck right now brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. Here is Ham.
Thank you, Diljo. We have a lot of laws in this great nation of ours. No good ones are coming to mind at the moment. Maybe not kill or something.
I'd put that in the category of good.
Yeah, don't drink and drive. There's some good ones out there.
Yeah.
Don't assault women. I'd put that in a good one.
Or don't assault.
Also a good one.
Some are crap, though, like jaywalking. Jaywalking's a dumb law.
Yeah, but I don't really see it enforced to a point to where I have a problem
with
it.
Which is why I think it's dumb, because it's never enforced. And I think if you're convicted or charged with jaywalking, that cop is an a-hole. But a lot of states, a lot of laws. Reader's Digest put out an article of 50 strange laws in the United States from each state that you don't believe is true, but they are. Some of these, though, are city-specific. But these are things that are banned, things that you wouldn't expect. Starting with Alabama, no bear wrestling. In Alabama, it is unlawful to promote or otherwise be involved with bear wrestling matches. That includes selling tickets, training a bear, or being the bear wrestler.
Is that them trying to protect Coach Bryant? Is that why that was put in place?
And then city-specific in Mobile, Alabama.
Let's just ignore him.
You guys can act like I didn't just hit a half-court three, but...
Well, we don't have to act like it because you didn't.
As the crowd goes crazy right now.
I'm not really hearing anything.
Look up at the Jumbotron, the noise meter.
We don't have a Jumbotron in here.
It's going into red right
now. It's raining threes.
It's crazy.
It's pinning.
Yeah. Silly string is illegal in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, that's probably a good law. Silly string is very annoying. So I'm good with that.
But it's fun. Annoyingly fun. Work in progress. Sunday's 9 to noon.
When was the last time you were silly strung? Why does it bother you?
It's been a while. I'll admit. I don't remember the last time. That was one that always was... I think actually executing silly string didn't live up to the hype of what it was in your mind. And I don't really know what I'm basing that on. I'm just throwing it out there. Sorry, if you don't agree with my silly string opinions, that's on you.
I'm just invested heavily in it.
You're really not. So, not at all.
In silly string or the backstory?
I have a lot of them. A lot of cans.
Just pallets in your garage?
Yeah, just in case. I'm doomsday prepping.
There's nothing worse than that for doomsday prepping. Like, if there's a zombie apocalypse, you're not going to silly string them.
I don't
them,
need
though.
These MREs and cans of beans.
Yeah.
I want to be the guy that livens up the apocalypse by silly stringing all the survivors.
All right, we've only got room for gallons of water, iodine pills.
No.
Boy, but
no.
These silly strings, though.
No, you guys can be miserable down here eating your cans of wolf chili. I'm going to be having a good time.
Silly string goes bad within a month.
Day two. Of the apocalypse, Monty is going to be eating that
or
silly
he stores
string.
Them wrong.
Guarantee.
They're all crying because 90% of the world's gone and I'm just...
Having the time of your life.
In Arizona, the hunting of camels is prohibited. Before the Civil War, the U.S. Army experimented with camels in the desert before giving up on the project. But the remaining camels were set free and they're being protected to this day. So you might find... If you're wandering in an Arizona desert, just a random camel.
Boy, I feel like I would be like,
what the
hell? Far did I walk? Was I black out and go to Saudi Arabia? Did they transport them from the Middle East in the 1800s?
I would think so. Yeah. Think so. I mean, they brought horses and stuff over. Aren't horses from Spain?
Pretty sure horses are everywhere.
Well, they're everywhere now. In Arizona, no honking your horn in front of a sandwich shop. This is particular to Little Rock, Arkansas, after 9 p.m. It's illegal to honk your horn in front of a sandwich shop. So, sporting goods store.
Oh, yeah.
Fair game. Sandwiches. No.
What if it's just a strip mall and you're not aware that a sandwich shop is in there?
I think they could still arrest you.
What if I see the spokesman of a sandwich shop committing a heinous act and I want to alert everybody? Can't do it?
Probably not.
Or what if I'm having some sort of traffic issue? I just happen to be in front of a sandwich shop, but I'm needing to get
the
someone's
attention.
The
person in front of me is on their phone.
I think this law is, if you were, like, parked directly in front of one and are honking.
And you're just laying on the horn and won't let up.
Yeah, disturbing a sandwich artist.
Yeah. They got it. They got it bad.
You got to protect
the arts. Why is that a law, though?
I don't know. California. No donning false whiskers. In 1872, California enacted a law banning false whiskers, only applicable if you're using it as a disguise to cause public offense or flee. So you can't put on a fake mustache or fake beard. If you've...
See, when you said whiskers, I was picturing like
cat
whiskers.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, we're going to commit a crime in the perfect disguise, cat whisker.
I would have swore it was a human.
Yeah, but
it's like a 6-foot-tall cat.
Guy had whiskers.
The perfect crime.
I wish I had more information on this one. In Alamosa, Colorado, it is illegal to throw missiles at cars.
Anupama.
It's probably a good one in general.
In Florida, no internet cafes. In 2013... Then-Governor Rick Scott signed a bill banning internet cafes. This was aimed at cracking down on illegal gambling.
I'd play.
Hawaii, you can't text and walk. This was a ban on pedestrians looking at their phones while walking and texting at the same time. In Honolulu, Hawaii in 2017, since then, there has been, I think it was like 40.
What about in Honolulu?
Is that a separate city from Honolulu?
What did I say?
Honolulu.
Oh, we did?
A little bit, yeah.
My mistake. Honolulu.
Cups.
Fines start at $15, could go as high as $99.
That's not a bad one there. People distracted while they're texting.
And there's a couple different states and cities that have definitely put that into effect.
Yeah, that's probably keeping everyone safe, but also don't need the government telling me what to do.
In Indiana, these are laws.
You don't walk anywhere, so you've actually got the cheat
code. I'm fine, yeah. You guys need me to text for you?
Yeah.
I got a loophole here.
As a reminder, Monty only has one leg. Thank you. These are weird laws that happen to be true in different states. You can't shoot fish in Indiana. It's also illegal to catch them with your bare hand.
You can't noodle?
Nope.
What do I have to do, knife it?
Yeah.
Or use a classic rod and reel. Yeah.
Or a spear.
Again, rod and reel probably will get the job done. Or throw a net out there.
How about just a grenade into the pond?
Dynamite fishing?
Yeah.
Legal. In Louisiana, no vampires. Their legislator found it was necessary for immediate preservation of public peace, health, and morals, and safety. So they banned the ingestion of human and animal blood. If you break this law, you're looking at 5 years in prison or a fine of $5,000. This also includes eating or ingesting animal or human waste.
Oh.
So, don't jar your own urine and drink it later.
In that state.
In Louisiana.
Yeah.
Or they will think you're a vampire.
Cross state lines, then do it. That's probably a good one. Like, look, we get it. They're probably not real. Just in case they are, let's get something on the books, and we'll throw them in jail.
Let's not get caught with our pants down when a vampire shows up.
We don't want to be trying to pass legislation once we have one in custody.
In North Dakota, no sex with birds. It defines this as a deviant sexual act, meaning sexual contact with any animal, bird, or dead person. Violating the law carries a hefty penalty, 1 year in prison, a fine of $2,000, or both.
That one's concerning because there had to be some kind of precedent.
Where a guy was screwing a bird.
Yeah, they didn't just come up with that out of the blue.
Or a whole aviary.
Yeah. It's poor bald eagles.
Yeah, shooting into the air.
Not a bald eagle. That's even worse.
Like a crow?
Crow's not an attractive bird either.
What's your top 5 attractive birds? Peacock has got to be up there.
That kind of checks out, yeah.
Yeah.
Emu.
Based on what I know about DJ, he prefers the dove over the crow.
I think he said he likes
really. Why is that?
He likes pigeons though, because he likes to see the feathers fly.
It's all I talk about. Yes, I've definitely said that.
Because their beak is.
eyes bulging.
Rhode Island, no biting someone's finger off.
That should probably be in all 50.
It's a punishment of up to 20 years in prison.
Doesn't that just fall under the umbrella of assault?
I'm not hurting someone? Yeah.
Virginia, you can't go in Chesapeake, Virginia. If you're over the age of 14, you can't trick or treat. It's a $100 fine or jail time for up to 6 months.
Boy, you would not fare well in jail if you're
a tiny,
in there for being an old trick or treater.
In Tennessee, you cannot share your Netflix password. This was to target, hackers. So they passed a law saying you can't share it with anybody. It goes for all streaming services. Which they kind of say not to do, but this one actually has a fine of $2,500.
Well, yeah, the streaming services don't want you to do that.
Yeah. In Texas, they said no sex between people of the same gender, but this was deemed unconstitutional back in 2003 with the Supreme Court decision Lawrence v. Texas, but it is a law still on the books despite being unconstitutional.
Promo crew Lawrence?
I don't think our promo guy that nobody knows his name, but he's a great dude, was involved in Lawrence v. Texas, the Supreme Court decision.
I'm just asking.
That's a terrible question.
Good dude.
And one more. In Wyoming, no entering a mine when you're drunk. It's illegal to enter a mine when intoxicated. $500. You also cannot sell metals, rags, paper, or other stuff because your purchaser
you guys want one of these?
Could also be violent under law.
That girl looks pretty dirty.
But there you go. Weird laws in each state. Thank you, Reader's Digest.
And thank you to all of our Hululu listeners out there in Hawaii. Good morning to you.